The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up to my Jewish friends and to my black friends? Lot of tension in the streets. And I think you need the voice of reason. You need an outside perspective. And who better to provide that than a white man? That's a joke. Come on, that's a joke. Listen, guys, this is a very touchy topic. I wasn't even going to go on it, but it's just consuming everything in our world right now, and it needs to be talked about. So let's talk about my Jewish friends, my black friends. Honest to God, though, I think I can help bring people together. But there's going to be, I believe, some uncomfortable truths in this. There's no reason for me to speak on this other than the fact that I have friends. I hate identity politics, okay? I don't look at somebody and see, like I was talking to Kyle, you know, I look at Kyle and I see a funny guy, a hilarious guy, a talented guy, homeschooled guy. I don't think I look at another comedian who's really funny, Esther. I think she's, hilarious, pothead. I don't think Korean, you know? So it's like, I don't try to look at people because of their skin suit, you know? And I think it's really fucking us up. And I don't even have to talk about it, but I do have to talk about it because it's fucking getting crazy and there's a lot of tension in the world right now and there's so much going on. And I believe, be red. Hey, yo, what's up with all this fighting? We should be uniting. There's a lot of tension right now between Jewish people and black people, which is wild because Jews and blacks were always together, in my observation. You know what I mean? They're both oppressed groups. Let's start there. I'm going to start from the easiest place I know, and what I see is the problem here. People misunderstand people, and that's the issue. And the more somebody says something, somebody gets in trouble for saying that something, and then somebody calls bullshit on that person, and it's just, this is a repercussion. Kyrie is an amazingly talented basketball savant. No questions. A one-of-a-kind athlete. He's also a very deep dude and a very intelligent dude. There's a lot of people that are trying to disparage him, and that is really ignorant on their part. The guy went to Duke, even though he didn't go long, even though it was probably on a scholarship. The guy seems like a seeker. He seems like a person that wants to represent his culture. He seems like a real down-ass black man. Like, wants to get to the roots, the heart of his African nation. He wants to empower his people that he feels have been oppressed, distressed. So all of these people who I really love watching on TV talking shit about him, come on, man, that ain't right. You know you don't want to fuck up your bag. There's a lot of people saying shit about Kyrie that don't want to fuck up their bag. Let's just be real about that. But they don't give thoughtful, critical insight into what is going on here. And that's what I'm trying to do here. The basic thing is this, that Kyrie Irving is a basketball star. He went against the vax. A lot of the things that were said about the vax are now coming out to be true. All the conspiracy theorists, me being one of them, which we're not. We're just alternative thinkers. A lot of things are coming true. So Kyrie was right about a lot of things with the vax. It's just, look around. Okay. So he tweeted this thing that said it was a line to a movie. It was a link to a movie, excuse me, that you could watch on Amazon. And people are saying that it has anti-Semitic tropes in it. Here's the issue. He was fined $500,000 He apologized. They said it wasn't enough. He is now suspended a minimum of 5 games, but could be more. And he'll lose probably, I figured it out, I think he's making about $400,000 a game. So he'll lose about $2 million. So that's $2.5 million. Suspended without pay because he tweeted a link to a movie. Some people, not all people, some people are saying has anti-Semitic tropes in it. Now, I don't know what trope means. I think it means like stereotype. I don't know the movie. I did not see the movie. I am not on either side of this debate. I'm trying to take a rational approach. The simplest answer is this. Why is he in trouble? If he's in trouble for this, then Amazon has to be in trouble for this. And you think it helps me to talk shit about Amazon? I'm not trying to. I would like to be on an Amazon Prime show. How can you get, if you're gonna be mad at Kyrie, you have to say, well, why is it available on a platform? Is a platform, if it is anti-Semitic, how is it being sold on a platform? It's that simple. If it's, so are they allowing hate speech and horrible shit to be monetized on their platform? Just to let you know, the movie I did, the abortion movie, which was made by a Jew who I'm very cool with, we couldn't even get our movie on Amazon. They wouldn't accept it. Just to let you know that. So here's the inside that you need to know. I was in a movie that pushed back on the abortion narrative, fucking a lot of people in it, legends. A lot of people like the movie. A lot of people hate the movie. For a while, you couldn't get it on Amazon. I think it's there now, but we had to get like an alternative site. They didn't even have the right links. They made it very difficult. If Kyrie posted something that is considered hateful, he should get, you know, his consequences. But why is he bearing the consequences and not the platform? Doesn't that make you go, what? Like, Amazon right now has the movie. If they don't take it off, they support all the bad shit that they're blaming Kyrie for. It's that simple. If you don't agree with that, then you're a hypocrite. It's that simple. As every hour that the movie's up, if it is this terrible movie, again, I haven't seen it. If it is this terrible movie, it should be taken down ASAP. And if it's not, they're co-signing that anti-Semitism. That's it. So the streets are talking, and the mainstream narrative is they're trying to paint Kyrie as this terrible guy and all of this stuff. It's fucked up, man, because this dude, he doesn't have to do that. Clearly, he has some sort of beliefs. I mean, he's made money. He's not fucking protecting his bag at all. He's fucking, he could just say, listen, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. He's not very clear in his apology, and that's pissed people off. But he did say he doesn't support anti-Semitism and all of that. And it's such a touchy subject. It's like, we gotta, like, really be able to talk about it. So he says he was sorry, but and it wasn't clear for people. And now he's fined $2.5 million, which I think is ridiculous. I'm just going to tell you that. That's just crazy. For tweeting a link, $2.5 million. I mean, are you out of your fucking mind? That's insane. Black people in the streets are going, what the this is exactly what we're talking about. Like, yo, this is what I'm trying to say, not dancing on the subject. Black dudes are using their talent. There's no league without brothers. Like, this is the whole, basketball is black. That's it. Black people are better at it generally than anyone else. Let's just get that out, okay? It's generally a black man's game, okay? You watch the hazies, the step back. What do we got? We got the Euro step, maybe. But, you know, black dudes can figure that out and beat anybody with the Euro step if they practice it, okay? It's generally why it is so incredible to watch is because it is played by superior athletes. And generally speaking, they're usually black. Is that okay to say? Am I in the same world as everybody else? It's usually a homie who skies. You know what I'm saying? There is no league without the bros. If not, if black men decide to not use their talents for the league, then you're going to be watching 3 p.m. game at 24-hour fitness on a Friday. That's what you're getting. You're getting those guys. You're getting the loggers and the statisticians at ESPN who did 2 years in a JUCO. That's a junior college. That's not a Jewish reference. Can we make these? So he's a guy that's putting has his beliefs, and he could have just knuckled down. It's called buck breaking. He could have been buck broken and said, yo, look it up, what buck breaking is. He could have said, my bad, here's a $500,000, I'm sorry, let's all go to Canner's and fucking sit shiver. But he's not doing that. And if they kick him out of the L, prepare for a race war. Can I even say this? $2.5 million for a fine to a link to a movie that he did not make, that a movie he said he researched some of it, he did not know all the facts about it. Black people are saying we're always oppressed. This is the uprising. This is what we're talking about. He's overcorrected, and yet the link is still available on a platform. So why does everybody go, yo, dude, your platform is supporting anti-Semitism. You have to take that down. I haven't seen that. So it looks like the black man is the scapegoat for big money. And that's not going to sit well with the streets. So if it's anti-Semitism, then it needs to be erased. Don't we all agree? There should not be anti-Semitism in the world. Aren't we all on that same page? So as long as it's sitting on any platform that is not the dark web, that is normal general consumption, it is co-signing anti-Semitism. Because then right now, what it looks like is a black man is paying the sins for something he did that is still available for consumption. So it's like, yo, it's anti-Semitic that you did that. We're going to fine you, black bro. But over here, we're not going to step to Amazon and all the powers that be. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. It's clearly hypocrisy. If the streets aren't burning by fucking Thanksgiving, somebody dropped the ball. Like, I'm not telling you to do that, but I mean, that's all it is. I see it, and I'm just a person, but if you want to call me a white dude, I guess, but so black people are like, yo, what the fuck, dude? We're getting fucking penalized. The shit's still up there. And this goes deeper with the NBA because, again, there should not be any anti-Semitism. But the NBA don't say shit about China. They don't want to fuck their bank up. You know that's the truth, man. And China doesn't have the best record when it comes to human atrocities. But the NBA will get that buck. Come on. You know that's the truth. And anybody shitting on Kyrie doesn't have the balls to say that about the NBA in China because they don't want to fuck up their bag. And I know, I respect that. But just know you're just protecting your bag. That's it. So the more you shit on Kyrie, there's only X amount of people grabbing bags in the world off the NBA nipple, the NBA included. Kyrie has millions of followers, more, who feel disenfranchised. People don't have their ear to the street. The streets will rise, and the streets will fucking follow Kyrie until this shit is resolved. That's my opinion of the truth. So unless everybody starts shitting on, like, if you don't say Amazon, you got to take that down, then you just look like hypocrites and that you're persecuting a black man. You don't think every barbershop in America is fucking talking right now? Come on. Go to 43rd and Crenshaw and ask their opinion about Kyrie. Go to the Trap in Buckhead. Ask them about Kyrie. Go to Bodegas in Miami. Ask them about Kyrie. Go to Bronx 89th in Riverside. Ask them about Kyrie. Go to North Philly in between heroin needles. Ask them about Kyrie. Kyrie is standing his ground. He could just buckle. He actually said something. He says, knowing where I'm from, I cannot be anti-Semitic. I think he's saying that he's Jewish. He comes from the origin of Jews. which I don't know enough about it. I've been to Pretoria, South Africa, a few times, and that's where they say the cradle of man was. And I believe that was the first man on Earth, and that's a black man. So if everybody came from Africa, all I'm saying is, if you don't call out Amazon, then it looks like you're just not trying to piss off a richer power. That's it. There's no reason for me to speak on this subject other than the hypocrisies are glaring. And then there was like the whole thing with Kanye. I haven't even commented on yet because I'm not saying shit. And I think this is what the issue is that he said things in a bad way, and it stirred up a lot of shit. And you got neo-Nazis coming out. That's the problem. That's the problem. He went in, he said the DEF CON thing, which is wrong. It was DEF CON, but it just didn't sound good. And, you know, and then once those banners went off to 405, it was a wrap. Like, yeah, you got to come out, you got to say, I don't stand with anti-Semitism. I don't stand with Jewish hate. I don't stand with all that. I stand to empower my people as a black man, and here's what I'm saying. You can't call out a whole group of people. You can call out individuals, and you can point out things, and you can lead them to water, but you can't just villainize a whole group of people, of any people, Jews, blacks, whatever. Can't do that. It's my opinion. So once the neo-Nazis start coming and putting flyers in people's mailboxes in Brentwood and shit, it's not good. So I think that's what Jewish people are basically saying, yo, dude, you want to have a conversation, go for it. He's saying they don't want to have a conversation, but they're saying, yo, dude, do it correctly, because right now you're staring up dudes, fucking the neo-Nazis. And it's like, yo, bro, we've been through a lot. But blacks are saying, hey, we've been through a lot. So this is what's crazy. This is the powers that be that want people fighting. That's my belief. I'm probably going to have to interview a black man and a Jewish man separately. So, but Kanye said some shit that I'm confused about. He said that Jews run the media. Now, I don't know how the wording was and all this shit, but we have to look at universal truths. Hollywood is definitely run predominantly by Jewish people. I don't know if they get together on Sunday and fucking talk about the week's plans. Probably not. But generally speaking, Hollywood, from movies to TV to music, is run by people that happen to be Jewish. There's nothing wrong with that. They're great at it. We all love Hollywood. They're very successful. I talked about it in one of my earlier videos, Empire of Their Own. Hollywood was started by Jewish fur traders, and the lineage has been passed on. So it is, I mean, everyone is in Hollywood, but it definitely, a lot of people that run it and own a lot of things are Jewish, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's fucking fantastic. They have given me a wonderful life. I think Kanye then started getting in the deals and stuff like that. And listen, this is a more deeper conversation. Prince talked about that. Michael talked about that. Kanye's talking about it. It's about how they feel the black man's talents are exploited and they don't have enough interest, which is a very fair conversation to have. Okay. But again, does he say the deals are not favored towards the artist? Again, he's not wrong, but you can't, it's not like all the Jews are like, hey, give me all that and fuck you, you know, Kanye. It's more like deals are being, we all get fucking sniffed on it. Listen, I'm not Jewish, I'm not black, okay? I own 11% of Malibu's Most Wanted, all right? 11%. The movie cost $12 million to make. They put $20 million into marketing. That's $32 million. The movie grossed with DVD and theatrical $83 million. So my counting is that it was $41.5 million back. If they're out the door at 32, that means they have about $10 million left. That means on top of the million I made, I should have made another million besides my residuals, which I get about $3,000 every month or two from it, from TV and the WGA. They look like they're $9 million ahead. But for some reason, I don't. It's out. Okay, they always say. Well, I say, well, what's up with that? They go, it's studio accounting. Okay, yeah, and I can tell you how that works. By the way, it's that the studios. Let's say they have $250 million for marketing for a year, and 10 movies come out that year. each movie's assigned the same pro rata, $25 million, right? Well, I came out the same fucking year as Goblet of Fire. So I got $25 million of marketing towards my movie and Harry Potter only. But you don't think Goblet of Fire had more than $25 million in marketing? The motherfucker was on the side of the fucking... He was on the side of Times Square. You know where I was? I was behind a fucking Spirit Halloween off the 405. I was happy about that, but I wasn't getting those fucking Hollywood and Highland placements. No way they spent as much marketing as me as they did Harry Potter. And The Matrix Revolutions came out the same year. So B-Rad and Neo and fucking Harry all had the same marketing budget? Come on, yo. But again, what is that? That's studio accounting. It's not Jewish accounting. So I think the problem is that Kanye's going, you know, hey, blah, I'd like to sit with Kanye. It's not. I even had another studio guy look at it who's Jewish, who's very deep in the game. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be hard for you to collect on this because it's hard to prove. But he's like, studios are very smart. And they are. I'm just happy to have my movie made and part of my legacy. Eventually, if I make a couple more hits, I will get my big chunks. But I made a lot of money off of it. I made a great legacy. And it's beautiful. Yeah. Do I know if I made all my money? Maybe I made more than I should have. Maybe I made less. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff we could do. But to say, you know, you could go across the board and make from publishing rights to different things. Again, you don't have to say, you could just say it's a studio accounting, it's a record label. But when you start fucking targeting groups, it ain't a good look. There's ways to have these conversations civilly. But there are stereotypes that exist in a funny way that we're not talking about, you know, that Jews are good with a buck. Is that terrible? I mean, that's the stereotype. Black guys are good with a basketball. Is that a stereotype? I mean, there are good stereotypes. Like, do you think black guys get mad at every stereotype? If a white guy's like, officer, these black guys were on my lawn playing basketball with their saggy shorts and their huge cocks. Look, I'm trying to bring funniness to this. But to say that Jews don't predominantly run Hollywood, I'm not saying they get together and have fucking dinners. But generally speaking, the business is run by very smart Jewish business people. That's what I've run into in the last 30 years. Managers, agents, everybody. The NBA is played by mostly black dudes. Is that fair to say? Panda Express is usually run by Asian people. I mean, is that racist? Like, where are we at? We have to be honest about this stuff. Irish people usually can get to the bottom of a bottle of Jameson. Is that the guy going, my friend, I have beeper. Do you want the beeper? It's usually like some Russian, Armenian, Turkish dude. I mean, am I wrong? Is that bad to say, my friend? Like, what do you want? What do you want, my friend? The guy picking me up at the airport in a cab usually has some Middle Eastern accent. Is that racist to say? I mean, these are the guys at West Hollywood that work at Mother Lode are like, where? Oh, my fucking God. This is crazy. I mean, usually that accent comes out. I mean, this is what I'm saying. So it's like we got to, like, be aware of, like, what we – the media will say one thing because they act like they're all holier than thou, which is not true. Then the streets will talk, and the streets will agree with, I think, what I'm saying is we have to be honest about what people believe and what people are, and then you have to talk to them in a way. And it's like – But the whole thing with, like, deals, I mean, Prince said this forever. Michael Jackson said it forever. Kanye said it forever. It's just the way it is. But you can't target a group. You can talk about it and say, hey, can I get it? But Michael Jackson eventually, I mean, he was so smart. But, you know, there's still rumors about how he went down. The problem is you cannot condemn one person and then not the rest. So if this movie, which it seems like it is, can I just say one funny thing? Is that, you know, they said that, like, you know, I mean, the commissioner of the NBA is Jewish. David Stern was also Jewish, his mentor. So, I mean, you could look at it a lot of ways, you know what I mean? Like, he sees the big picture, he grew the NBA, he helped his stars, some people could say exploited his stars, whatever you want to say. But the NBA is bigger than it's ever been. But, like, when Kyrie Irving played this game and there was six Jewish people on the floor with shirts that said fight anti-Semitism. And he was, they were cool with him. And he was like, hey, good to see you guys here. And that he was cool to them. They were cool to him. But yo, the stereotype, they didn't do that shit from the nosebleeds. They have floor seats. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I mean, come on. That's hilarious. It's hilarious they wore the shirts, but hilarious that they didn't do that shit from the nosebleeds. So to say that some Jewish people aren't good deal makers is not true. I mean, that's fucking true. But I hate this. It's like we can't talk about shit. It's like we go across things and it's just Asians don't know how to use a wok now. I mean, come on. This is like 7-Elevens are run by Polish people. I mean, stereotypes exist for a reason. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We have to. So what these guys should have done, I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything. Kanye should have had, he's a brilliant guy. I don't think he hates Jewish people, but again, I'm scared to even say that because people are saying, oh, there's Hitler and all this shit. It doesn't help me to talk on this shit. I hope he doesn't. I don't think Kyrie does either. No way. You understand, our business is all everybody. We all have to coexist. It's not, money is what we deal with. So when you're making money, you're doing great. Everyone's enjoying yourself. Not people are going, oh, this person, look at that Punjabi dude over there. No, he's just fucking having a good time. Just drinking off the same champagne bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the race in Hollywood is money. But Kyrie is not bending at that knee. So, you know, you got to respect that what he believes. But if it's hateful, then you can't respect it. But I don't believe he is. I believe maybe he tweeted something he didn't know about, and now people are mad at him. But the problem is that it's still on Amazon. That's all I can tell you. It's on Amazon. If it's on Amazon, then it's one of two outcomes. The movie is anti-Semitic, and Amazon is promoting anti-Semitism by allowing it on there. And if no one calls out that Jews, Gentiles, everyone, then that means they're not rocking the boat of a bigger, because they don't want to fuck their money up, whether the NBA has a deal with Amazon or whatever. Okay. And then that looks like hypocrisy. Number two, if it pulls off the thing, then there's no problem. I mean, there's still going to be a problem, but at least you'll show you know, you have the same beliefs. Now, if it's on Amazon and Kyrie still keeps getting persecuted, then it looks like you're a sellout for the bigger buck and you're persecuting the black man on the crimes of others. And that's not going to sit well with the streets. So my suggestion is educate people on what this property is and say it's either anti-Semitic or not, or take it off. Because if it's available on national platforms, international platforms, and a guy's being persecuted for it, but not them, the streets will burn. That's my opinion. Like, comedians are well-adjusted people? No, stereotype is they're psycho. It's true. Actors are narcissists? No, they're very giving people. No, that's true. Mailmen get bit by dogs? No, that's never happened. I mean, we have to admit things that happen. Say, hey, man, can we figure this out? Because, you know, if Kanye would have been funnier with it, he might not have destroyed his whole empire. But I don't know what he's seen, man. Kanye is in rarefied air. He is a worldwide celebrity. I don't know what he's seen. I can only imagine. I'm just trying to bring people together and show understanding, because money rules the fucking world, okay? That's it. Money rules the world. Do not get it twisted. And when people suck a dick for a dollar, but they holler at other people for sucking a dick who don't suck a dick for a dollar, then you gotta go, what the fuck is going on here? So like I said, the NBA is condemning a player, but they don't condemn China. That's all you need to know. But other activists coming after Kyrie is kind of depressing. Like Kareem Abdul Jabbar is coming after him, who's a fucking legend. And then you have to look at the list of what Kyrie did. Kyrie paid for 9 kids' historically black colleges' tuitions in the last year. I believe he bought George Floyd's family a house. There's a lot of stuff. I don't know them all, but you can look them up. He's doing stuff for the black community, you know, but it shouldn't be at the detriment and hate of another community. That's where everyone's having the issues. Gotta come together. Much love. Peace.